This is Dagaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 714, entitled The Masculist Takeover of Gender Politics. Description. This flyer explains why I think that within about 5 to 10 years, manosphere ideas, that's MGTOW and masculism, will dominate gender politics, killing off monoconscious feminism, converting society, that is both men and women, to a bi-consciousness, that is a knowledge that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men worse, making monoconscious feminists appear as utter hypocrites, to be detested and totally ignored. Not the flyer itself. The Masculist Takeover of Gender Politics by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. This flyer describes the likely steps that the masculists will take to achieve dominance in gender politics, that is, a gender political takeover. I watch gender political content on the internet almost daily, so have a good feel for the state of the art in the field. What I'm noticing is that the word manosphere is being used increasingly, not only by the men in the manosphere, but much broader afield as well, for example, by women, by feminists, who talk about the rise of the manosphere and what impact that will have on women, on feminism, on society. Now that society as a whole is talking about the manosphere, I believe the time is ripe to start talking about the likely future of the rise of the manosphere and consider the likelihood that the ideas of the manosphere, especially MGTOW and masculism, will take over gender politics within a decade, perhaps even within 5 years, given the rapid growth of manosphere ideas across the planet. Before discussing likely steps that the manosphere and masculist ideas will take to achieve gender political dominance, I'd like to relate an incident that occurred to me recently that shows just what the masculists are up against in spreading their message widely to men and to society. I'm an old man. I'm getting close to turning 80 in a couple of years, so of course I'm starting to think about what I will put in my will. When my father died, I inherited a third of his estate, which I handed over to my brother, who is a whiz at investments, and he just keeps doubling my assets on the stock market. So in a decade, I should have easily enough money to set up a PhD fellowship fund that would pay for a PhD student, male or female, to live off the interest of the capital of that fellowship fund for enough years to complete a PhD in pure mathematics or theoretical physics, which are two of my main intellectual interests. In brackets, two more are philosophy and masculism. Assuming I have that money in about a decade, in brackets, that is, that there has not been a financial catastrophe nor a nuclear war, etc., then the next question is, to which institution should I give this money to create a PhD fellowship fund? I have two such institutions in mind. The first is to Queen's College, which is attached to the University of Melbourne, where I was a resident student for 5 years, from 1966 to 1970. after which I fled the country to England to seek my fortune. I was financially independent from the age of 18, since the federal government at the time paid for my university tuition, and I washed dishes at Queen's College in the evenings after the 200 or so students at the college finished their evening meal. This paid for my board. I spent 5 years of my life at Queen's, so I feel a certain loyalty to it and might choose it as the beneficiary of my PhD fellowship fund. The second alternative is to give the money directly to Melbourne University, which would have the advantage of being able to select a superior candidate for the PhD fellowship, since it would have a talent pool two orders of magnitude larger than the college. But with that reasoning, maybe I should give my money to Cambridge University or Harvard, since the students there are so much smarter and would likely contribute more to society with their genius IQs than some Oz, that's short for Australian, hick living in a provincial backwater. I need to make a choice. Where is my heart and where is my head? My heart is more inclined towards Queen's College, since I have so many memories of that place, having spent my early adult life there. But, and there is a but. When I was young, I hated Australia, which even today I label as a sagist shithole. My word for an intellectual, that's five syllables, is sage, that's one syllable. Sagism, that's three syllables, is anti-intellectualism. That's a whopping nine syllables. A sagist is an anti-intellectual. Australia is a brawn-based, sport-oriented, anti-authoritarian, anti-intellectual backwater, resulting from its convict historical past, when Britain sent its criminal lower class dregs to its penal colony in the Southern Hemisphere. Once I got my basic degrees, I headed off to England and subsequently lived in six other countries, the UK, Holland, Belgium, Japan, US, China, before returning to Oz, largely for pension reasons, since my childhood spent in Oz made me eligible for an Australian pension, which was a lot more generous than in the UK or the US. After having arrived back in Oz in 2018, I went to see the admin people of Queen's College to speculate a bit on the above idea of setting up a PhD fellowship fund and wondering how much capital would be needed so a PhD student could live off its interest. The answer given me then was several million dollars. I was taken to the master of the college at the time, in brackets now retired, by the female business manager. The master asked me what my intellectual interests were. I told him artificial intelligence, in brackets brain building, which was my research area, and teaching master's and PhD level pure math and math physics, making YouTube lecture courses in these two topics, and writing and filming masculist videos. I remember vividly the visceral reaction of the female business manager at hearing the word masculist. Her instantaneous reaction was one of fear, followed by one of hate, all in a fraction of a second. I wrote a masculist flyer on this topic, number 312, entitled Why Women's Instinctive Fear Reaction at Hearing the Word Masculist for the First Time. You can go to my website, click on the masculist tab, and read or watch this video if you're interested. I've not been back to Queen's for 6 years, so I was wondering if the same level of monoconscious feminist ignorance and prejudice towards masculine issues still reigns there today, as it did in 2018, judging by the reaction of that female business manager. To test the waters a bit, I asked my partner, who is much the same age as me, who is still a strong feminist, what she thought the reaction would be from the college. If I offered to give them a PhD fellowship fund and my library on condition that I be allowed to give a serious maskless talk to the students of the college that over an hour would present the core ideas of the maskless. My partner wrote back the following, dash, in brackets, edited somewhat, quote, and I'll say this in female voice, "I was very concerned about your idea about the approach to Queen's. If you do want to donate to Queen's students and at the same time promote yourself, the most powerful thing to do is talk about your brain building and the intellect war, the impact of these and your connection to the current state of developing AI. This will really attract them. Trying to lead with masculism will be rejected completely, I promise you." End quote. This shocked me. It left a bitter taste in my mouth, a feeling of burning injustice against the college, if what my partner says turns out to be true. From my biconscious masculine viewpoint, brackets, that is, being as familiar with masculine ideas as feminist ideas, close brackets, this anti-masculist attitude is sheer hypocrisy and bigotry. It shows how deeply brainwashed feminists have been by feminist ideas that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. Monoconscious feminists, in brackets, that is, who only know the feminist side of gender politics, close brackets, reject any criticism of women by masculists as just more misogyny and resist it. Hence the "will be rejected completely, I promise you," end quote. I had visions to propose to the new master of Queen's College the PhD fellowship fund and my library if he agreed to allow me to give the masculist talk, and had prepared in my mind two scenarios. If he agreed, I would say to him, quote, this is my own voice now, "A decade from now, you will be able to boast that Degaris launched the masculist movement in Australia with a talk he gave to the students at Queen's in 2025, where he was a student in the 60s. From Queen's, he gave masculist talks at other colleges, then to the university, then to the media, and the rest is history." End quote. If he said no, then I would say to him that, quote, again my own voice, I would punish him by labelling him as an anti-masculist in one of my masculist flyers in 2025, so that in time, this would be the only thing he would be remembered by, haunting him for the rest of his life, as everyone he came across would see him as a hypocritical bigot, as a male feminist, not a masculist, and a traitor to his own sex. End quote. Of course, this new master will be monoconscious, since the only gender politics he has heard of is feminist. He has been brainwashed that gender oppression is a one-way street, and will agree with the feminist at his college that masculism is just more male criticism of women, more misogyny, so he too will reject it. Accusing him of hypocrisy will be water off a duck's back, since he has absolutely no idea of masculist ideas. He has no basis for comparison, so he will be totally ignorant of how much worse women oppress men with their manslavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering, in brackets, what the masters call their big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, close bracket. This is the end of part one.